significant because it's representative of the 40 days that the Israelites were in the desert, wandering around, the 40 years rather, that they were wandering around. The 40 days that Jesus was in the desert, the Holy Spirit drove him out there and he was tested. The 40 days that Moses spent on Mount Sinai ahead of getting the Ten Commandments. And so the number 40 in the Jewish culture, in the Hebrew culture, is indicative of a time of testing, a time of trials and purification, but also a time of renewal and a time of completion. So during Lent, sometimes, if you choose to participate in it, you choose something to fast. Not everyone goes on a 40-day fast like Jesus did in the desert and gives up everything. But we often choose just one thing. It might be not having chocolate for 40 days if you're a bit of a chocoholic. It might be giving up coffee if you're a coffeeaholic. It might be not having electronics. Whatever it is, you choose to give it up for 40 days because it represents a dying of self. It's bringing into your conscious thought, because we don't often do this, bring it to your conscious thought for 40 days that God is going to spend some time burning the waste out of your life. A little bit like fires do, as we've seen on Ash Wednesday. The fire comes through, burns the waste, and it's a period of time where the land gets, especially in Australia, it gets purified. And while it looks black for a long time, it renews the seeds of many plants. And so in our life, we're looking for that fresh renewal from God and a purification and to allow new life to spring forth in us as individuals. And so at the end of the 40 days of Lent, we reach today Palm Sunday. It's the end of this process. Jesus went through this process, the 40 days of Lent, and he gets to this moment where he is coming in to Jerusalem. It's called his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and it's documented in each of the Gospels in the Bible. I'm going to read to you from Matthew 21, the first 11 verses. And I have just a selection of verses up for you on the screen. Now they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives. And then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken to the prophet, saying, 'Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Now, this same story is told again in Luke, in chapter 19. And it's very, very similar, except that it says there was only the colt, there wasn't its mother there. And there are some minor differences. However, I want to read to you the last three verses because it adds just a little. And these are significant things. From verse 39, "And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' And he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.'" This is a really short story in the grand scheme of Jesus' life. But this tiny little story fulfilled quite a number of prophecies that come from the Old Testament in the Bible. One of them, as we saw, was the prophecy of Jesus the King coming in on a young colt. So, some of the significance I want to draw attention to, because again, they're significant for today. The fronds of the trees, the palm trees, which is where Palm Sunday gets its name, they are a sign of respect. If kings entered towns in Jesus' time, people would put their cloaks and fronds of trees down on the ground so that they don't get dust in their sandals. It was a sign of honour and of respect. The palms themselves are a symbol of peace and of victory. How ironic that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem really to be crucified. He knew that that was coming. And yet, he would soon have victory over death. Jesus on the donkey, again. The donkey itself, it's about being humble. Jesus was a humble king, and he was arriving in peace, not on a steed, on a horse, that represented coming in war. The Jewish people expected Jesus, their Messiah, their king, to actually come on a horse in full battlement, ready to make war on the Romans. And yet he didn't. He came in peace and humility. The people shouted, "Hosanna!" Hailing Jesus as a king. And it's often thought that the word Hosanna is a little bit like the word hallelujah that we say as a celebratory word, but it's not. In fact, it comes from two Hebrew words, Yasha and Anna. Yasha meaning to deliver or save, and Anna meaning we beg you, we beseech you. And so what they're actually saying is, "Hail King Jesus, save us, we beg you. Save us, Jesus," as he enters Jerusalem. Jesus did exactly what they had hoped for, but it was a far cry from how they expected him to do it. And so Jesus wept for them because they didn't realise. So what a glorious day of symbolism to be baptised. Celebrating King Jesus on his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, where everyone recognised him as king, which is what those people today who are getting baptised are doing. They are recognising and declaring to you that they know Jesus is king. That they love him and they want to live the way God has asked them to. They want to be purified in an ongoing way, the symbolism of the 40 days of Lent. They're going to be demonstrating to you symbolically, but publicly, that they have joined Jesus in his victory over death. That as they go under the water, they're dying to their old self. They're saying, "I don't want that life anymore. I want life in Jesus." So as they come up out of the water, They come up saying they are alive in Christ. They have new life in him and they are washed in his Spirit.